Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Nathaniel.
Thank you very much for joining me. So, Jess, why were the lockout laws implemented initially, just to get started with?
Well, they were a response to what was seen as increasing violence in an antisocial behaviour in King's Cross in particular. You know, it's always been the view of the City of Sydney that they were not the correct approach, and that they were a very heavy-handed and sort of blunt instrument approach to what was a more complex social problem. But those people who support the laws will tell you that's why they were introduced.
Mm. Well, what has prompted Gladys Berejiklian to order a review and rethink the lockout laws in Sydney now?
Well, I think it's probably a combination of factors. Certainly the political pressure has been building over the past 4.5 years since the lockout laws were implemented. At the most recent election, a new political party was formed called Keep Sydney Open, and they managed to generate a lot of attention. They didn't win a seat, but they did get over 80,000 votes for people who really saw it as a big issue for Sydney. And parties that are as diverse as the Greens and the Shooters and Fishers Party have also spoken out against lockout laws. So there's a political tide that's turned. But I also think business has really spoken up as well. And it's just been very bad for Sydney as a tourist destination, as an economic production unit, as much as it's been bad for Sydney as Sydney's cultural and social life.
Mm, well, kind of going along that track, it has been very detrimental to Sydney business nightlife. A lot of bars and clubs have closed down. Will a review of these laws, is it a little too late for this?
No, I don't think it's ever too late to try and undo some damage. Certainly the impact has been really serious. And it's really not just about the trading hours, so that's something I hope we can talk about. But look, I think Sydney will find a way. There's always a demand for nightlife. That's not going to go away. And the City of Sydney's done everything in our powers to try and change the conditions for nightlife in Sydney. We've provided, you know, over $800,000 in grants just over the past couple of years to nightlife businesses, trying to help them put on new programming, provide soundproofing, you know, and trying to stimulate that nighttime activity. We've also just recently had a big review of trading hours, which unfortunately, of course, can't influence that lockout zone, but it has extended trading hours in a whole lot of the rest of the city. So, look, I don't think it's too little too late, and I think there's plenty more that can be done to support nightlife in Sydney.
Mm. Well, do you think the laws that were previously in place, the lockout laws, were they successful at all in reducing the amount of, you know, violent assaults in Sydney's King Cross since the inception?
I think it's important to know that the lockout laws are still in place. All that's been announced today is that there will be a committee put together to review the lockout laws, and the lockout laws have been reviewed before. The most well-known review was called the Callanan Review, and that only succeeded in adding half an hour to trading hours. So all the New South Wales government has committed to today is to establish a new committee and to review those conditions by September 30. But we still don't know what they're going to propose, and we still don't know if they're going to list the lockout laws.
So do you think we could risk having even harsher lockout laws?
I think it's unlikely that they will go further in that direction, but I don't think we can take for granted that the battle is over.
Mm. Well, I guess we'll be holding our breaths until we find out the results. Jess, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem, Nathaniel. I think it's just really important to note that it's not just about the trading hours. The lockout laws imposed a whole lot of really heavy conditions on venues and business owners, such as having to have ID scanners that are really expensive, hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to rent every year, and which were really off-putting for people to attend different venues. And a lot's changed, which mean that there are better technological solutions today than there were 4 or 5 years ago. So I think anyone who's interested in Sydney nightlife has got to keep the political pressure up, but also got to know that we've got to fight for more than just the hours to be extended, but also for those terrible conditions to be lifted as well.
So I guess it's not about waiting, but continuing the fight until then.
Absolutely.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Nathaniel.